Good morning, everyone. My name is Deacon Jack. I'm from Richmond. I am a seminarian. I'm the new seminarian for the summer. I don't think you guys are surprised that you guys have a seminarian because you get one pretty much every summer. And I will be living with Father Mike, and he will be showing me how to be a good priest. I don't think that there's a better place for me to learn how to be a priest than right here. So I'm very blessed to be here and very happy. Unfortunately for you guys, he has asked me to preach a lot this summer. So just bear with me. That's enough about me. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit. How do we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives? How do we know of the Holy Spirit's presence? When we come to Mass and the priest says the words of consecration over the bread and wine, we know that Jesus is made present. We recognize his presence because through faith we know he is there. And when we receive Holy Communion, we know that we are receiving Jesus into our bodies and into our souls. We know he is there. When we go to Eucharistic adoration, we know Jesus is there in the monstrance. It's not complicated. We know where he is. We know he is there. When it comes to recognizing the presence of God the Father, it can be a little trickier, but if we think about it, all of creation proclaims the presence of God the Father. Every time the sun rises, every sunset that we enjoy, every bird that we hear chirping in the morning, all of it proclaims the presence of God the Father. But how do we recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit? How do we know of his presence in our lives? At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and Mary, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And tongues of fire appeared over them and came to rest on each one of them. Tongues of fire. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost is represented in sacred scripture as fire. Our Lord clearly wants us to recognize the Holy Spirit as a kind of fire. God wants us to associate associate the Holy Spirit with fire in some way. Today, our gospel antiphon goes like this. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Fire, we know, represents love. Fire represents passion, desire. Musicians write songs comparing love to fire. Poets write poems comparing love to fire. When we are deeply in love with someone, we say things like, my heart is on fire with love for that person. Or I'm burning with love for that person. We don't necessarily say things like that, but we could. Fire represents burning love. It represents burning desire. And the Holy Spirit is the divine person who gives us a burning desire, a burning love for God. He pours into our hearts love for God. The Holy Spirit is the fire in our hearts which burns with love for God, that seeks God, that makes us want to put God above ourselves and above everything else. And so the simplest way, I think, that we can recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives is by our own desire, our own passion, our own love for God. Whenever we manifest our love for God in our lives, the Holy Spirit is there. Whenever we choose to put God before ourselves, before the things of this world, there is the Holy Spirit. For example, when we choose to pick up the Bible and read sacred scripture, when we could be doing anything else, when we could be watching TV or taking a nap or doing whatever, when we choose to pick up the Bible and read it, there is the Holy Spirit. When we go to Mass, when no one is forcing us to, when we could be doing anything else, sleeping in, there is the Holy Spirit. When we decide to drop into the Adoration Chapel, even if only for a few minutes, just because we know that Jesus is there, there is the Holy Spirit. When we do selfless acts of kindness for others, not because we want anyone to know about it, but because we know that God knows about it, there is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a fire, and He is present and active in our lives, and He is behind all of our actions, all of our choices, in which we put our Lord in front of ourselves and in front of the things of this world. As a fire, we must feed the Holy Spirit. Just like we have to feed any fire for it to keep burning, we must feed the fire of the Holy Spirit. We must feed the fire of our love for God. And we could do this especially through prayer and through the sacraments, through sacred scripture, through the Word of God, through a life of selfless giving to others. We do this in lots of little ways every day. We feed the fire of the Holy Spirit by making small choices in which we put God over the things of this world, over our own attachments to this world, over the distractions that can easily take us away from God. We must feed the fire of the Holy Spirit. And if we do not feed this fire, it will dwindle and it'll gradually disappear. But even if this fire is not raging within us right now, even if this fire is just a tiny ember right now in our souls, if we feed it with prayer, with the sacraments, especially confession and the Eucharist, if we feed it with the Word of God, with the Rosary, with a life of charity, if we feed it, this little ember will grow and become a raging fire in our souls, and we will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we will be on fire with love for God. The Holy Spirit is the love of God in our hearts. That is how we can recognize Him, by the way in which our lives manifest love for God. And we must feed this fire. We must feed the fire of the Holy Spirit. And we do this by choosing Him, choosing God every day. Today, on the solemnity of Pentecost, we recognize the Holy Spirit as the fire in our souls, which burns with love for God. May this fire grow within us. May we feed it every day so that our lives and the lives of those around us will be transformed and we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.